Elijah Cummings passed away in today's early hours from long-standing health complications. He was 68 years old, and his hometown of Baltimore is mourning. WIPR's Emily Sullivan reports local leaders and politicians remember him for his mentorship and compassion.
Friends and loved ones say Cummings was a highly visible and approachable leader. He inspired and mentored a generation of Baltimore leaders, like City Council President Brandon Scott.
Before there was Barack Obama, for us here in Baltimore, we had Congressman Elijah Cummings.
The 35-year-old said growing up with a person like Cummings at the helm made a genuine difference for him and his peers.
All of us have had him come to our school, deliver some inspirational speech, spend time talking to us, and then for me to be later become an elected official, we all get summons to his office. He becomes a mentor to you. He invests so much time and energy into people.
As condolences poured in this morning, many remembered Cummings as a man of God. He attended New Psalmist Baptist Church, led by Bishop Walter Scott Thomas. Bishop Thomas says Cummings and his wife sat in the same row every Sunday, like clockwork.
He was the Honorable Congressman Elijah Cummings from the 7th Congressional District, but he was also Brother Elijah Cummings. I watched him sometimes on television in the morning, and I'd send him a text, and he'd text right back because, I mean, he just was that kind of guy.
Adrienne Jones, the Speaker of the Maryland House of Delegates, knew Cummings for decades. She remembers him as a champion for each of his constituents.
But he saw that there's something that was good in you, and he would help you. And he didn't look at titles, and he just wanted to make sure that all parts of the district, you know, got the attention that they deserved.
Dr. Liana Wen is a visiting professor at George Washington University and a former health commissioner of Baltimore and former president of Planned Parenthood. When she arrived in Baltimore, she didn't personally know Cummings, but he soon became the person she called for help when she needed it. She named her son after him.
Because we wanted Eli to grow up to be like his namesake, to be a tireless fighter who, more than anything, has a big heart and love for everyone.
Those we spoke to said that no remembrance of Cummings will truly do him justice. But, they say, remembering him by standing strong in your own convictions will. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.